Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Have you caught the Olympic bug yet? I must confess that I sure have. From the dazzling opening ceremony, with its colorful portrayal and spoof of James Bond picking up the Queen and playing with her corgis, bringing her to the Olympic opening, to the children dancing and somersaulting on their hospital beds. And then there are the actual games themselves. The gymnastic performances, which have been amazing. The rowing, the judo, the equestrian events, basketball, volleyball, fencing, boxing, and all of the other sports. What an amazing spectacle, and what amazing talent is on display. An epidemic of Olympic fever is sweeping over London. But thus far, my favorite events to watch have come in the swimming pool. Many of the races have been so close that you aren't even able to tell by the naked eye who's won until the computer-verified times come up on screen. However, I've noticed a pattern emerging in many of these races. It seems that the person in the lead after 50 meters never wins the race. So many swimmers have got off to such a fast start, yet they only fade so quickly in the middle of the race or at its end. They may be leading for a little while, but it is those who pace themselves who win the race. These observations remind me of something that happened to me when I was in high school. The school I attended always competed in an annual Midwestern Regional Track and Field competition at Northern Illinois University. Go Huskies! And in my senior year, I happened to scrape into the 400-meter finals. I was in the outside lane and just thankful to have made it into the finals. So I thought I would give it everything I had. The gun sounded, and I was off like a shot, sprinting full speed ahead. At the halfway point, I had a quick peek over my left shoulder. And to my amazement, I was in the lead. I didn't see anybody near me. So I kept running full out. And it came to the last bend in the track with only about 100 meters to go. I was still in the lead. I started thinking to myself, I might pull off an amazing upset here. So I kept going. But then it happened. At about 80 meters from the finish line, I hit the wall. And it wasn't just any old wall. This was a huge, immovable brick wall. It was like I started to run in quicksand. 1, 2, 3, 4 guys zoomed past me like I was standing still. And I crawled to the finish line. I started brilliantly, but I finished pathetically. St. Paul warns us against running our Christian lives in that way. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8 read, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Paul knows that the Christian life is not a sprint. It's more like a marathon or a 15-round championship fight. It involves struggles and suffering and perseverance. And it is run, and it's fought in faith. Not just any old faith, but in the faith, the doctrine that Jesus Christ is our Savior from sin. Paul warns us not to be deceived by fables or myths that promise an easy life filled with selfish passions and pleasure. No, Christians are to be involved in an epic race that is to be run consistently and constantly in the faith. For it is the confession of salvation in no other name than Jesus that will bring us to the crown of righteousness at our life's end. We get into trouble in our Christian lives when we start looking around to see how we are doing in comparison to our brothers and sisters. We falter and we slow down when we start thinking that we can make it to the finish line by our own efforts, our own strength, or our own merits. It is when we take our eyes off of Jesus and what He has done for us that we hit the wall of a dead-end life. Refusal to focus upon the cross of Christ will cost us our eternal reward. Paul finished his race in faith, and he encourages us to do the same. Fix your eyes on Jesus, and fight the good fight, and run in the strength of His Holy Spirit. For we will be strong finishers, because on the cross Jesus cried out, "It is finished." He gives us the victory and the eternal crown. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, grant us the grace that is sufficient for us to run our lives faithfully, that at the end we may not falter, but remain strong in the faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.